Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
That's comedian Tom Dustin, comedian Carmen Lynch in the studio later this hour, I think. 8:30 or so, puss?
Yeah, should be.
About a half hour.
Next segment, I believe.
All right.
Yay, college football.
Yeah, it's going away, right?
No, I'll get you set up for this weekend. Army, Navy.
All right. I'll watch the Army-Navy
game.
There it
is. Yeah.
They always have cool uniforms. Somebody always does something different.
Army's going to wear these sweet all-whites.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I saw a picture of them. I don't know what Navy's got going on, but they're a favorite in the game, actually.
Navy's got a better football program for a while now, haven't they? Yeah.
Yeah, they got a good coach there. Yeah. Only 28 days to the college football playoff.
That's ridiculous. Unfreaking believable.
And I know y'all watched last night as Baker Mayfield swept all the college football awards.
Did not watch any of them.
No, me neither. No. And none of those really matter anymore.
No.
But
yeah, I'm to the player maybe. But
I always like to follow the winner of the Fred Biletnikoff Award.
Right. Yeah, who got that?
I don't know.
No. He'll follow him starting today. Yeah.
I'll check it out.
I didn't realize Baker Mayfield started at Texas Tech. He was a walk-on at Texas Tech.
That's where his career began.
He's 22 years old. He's going to win the Heisman tomorrow.
It's happening a lot more, though, with these quarterbacks. They get all – like Alabama brings in like five or six of, you know, five-star quarterbacks, and one starts, the rest of them transfer.
The rest of them leave, yeah. You bet. Saquon Barkley will not be in attendance at the Heisman presentation.
I know for a fact he's going to go to the NFL. He didn't set it yet. He said he's making the decision after the game, but he's actually going to play the game. He's playing in the game on what?
No, he's going to have a mysterious hamstring injury leading into it, I bet.
Man, you know what? If he does, I don't blame him, but the fact is he should have been wavering the whole time because he's not wavering now, and people are going
to
be pissed.
No, that's the way to do it, though.
I know.
That's the way to do it.
I'm going to play,
and then, I tweaked my hamstring.
Nobody's
going to
buy
play.
It. I'm going to go see him play live. Come on. Play Saquon
for year,
me.
Right?
I saw him live against Nebraska. He's a man among boys.
He's
unbelievable.
James Washington of Oklahoma State. Fred Biletnikoff Award winner.
Good to know.
They got a lot of good receivers over
good
the years.
Good to know.
And the Dick Butkus Award. I always like to follow that. Dick Butkus Award.
Dick Butkus, yeah.
There is a Dick Butkus Award.
Yes, there is. Best linebacker in college football, right?
Yeah. And we haven't played a game of what year in a while.
No, we haven't.
And what year did the great Tim Tebow win the Heisman Trophy? Happened on this day in a certain year.
2012?
2010?
I would say 10, 9 or 10.
Oh, 9 or, yeah.
2007.
Huh. Oh, God.
We got to go back further.
Right. Yeah, almost 10 years ago, I guess. Yep. Yeah, 10 years.
He is such a nerd. I saw him on First Take.
Last week.
No, well, it was the day after Thanksgiving. It really was the day after Thanksgiving. So we were off. And and I think it was Stephen A. Smith said, did you, you know, have something? Did you he mentioned, did you have any sugar, like, you know, like a piece of pie? He says no. Even on that day, he doesn't indulge in anything.
I'm so health conscious.
Right, and that is so lame.
Oh, he's keeping the comeback dream alive.
I think I saw that same thing.
Well, this was yesterday. He just wore that jacket.
This was like a week ago I saw this. And if I had social media, it's a three box. It's right. Stephen A. Smith, Tim Tebow, and Max Kellerman. Right. And like, I immediately turned the TV off. The sound wasn't up. And I was like, man, if I had social media, I'd post something about things I will never watch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
those three guys talking about something.
You guys are such haters.
Yeah.
He's a nerd.
And he didn't say anything. They were asking him questions about college football that still mattered at that point. And he goes, you know, it's really about whoever's prepared to play the hardest for each other, guys. That's what it's all about.
He doesn't have I know people do like him. That's why he's on TV. You're right, Todd. People do like him.
Yeah, for sure.
But he doesn't have any really thing to say.
He has no opinion.
No opinion.
He has no opinion.
Right.
couple birthdays today in the NFL, a couple great quarterbacks. Jeff George, 50 years old today. Phillip Rivers, 36 years old today. Who's taller?
Who now is in? Jeff George and who?
Jeff George and Phillip Rivers in the morning.
George is taller.
Phillip Rivers.
I think Jeff George is taller.
Jeff George, 6'4". Yeah. Phillip Rivers, 6'5".
Ow!
Rivers is 6'5"?
6'5".
We were on a roll,
He doesn't look as tall as Ben. Rivers is 6'5"?
6'5".
Man, I got to see him standing next to each other. I'm not buying that.
And 36 years old.
We don't watch a lot of Phillip Rivers, so we have no algorithm.
No, I don't. I don't.
There's some people think.
By the way, Jeff George's son's a quarterback for a Division I team. Who is that?
Yes.
He was in the stands this fall watching.
Big Ten team, isn't it?
It is a Big Ten team, but it's not his old team.
Illinois?
No.
I think he's at Illinois.
Yeah, he's in Illinois.
That's where Jeff George went too, yeah.
That's right. He's at Illinois. Yes, his son's a starting quarterback.
That's right.
There, right.
The strongest arm ever.
He does have a great arm. Yeah.
A lot of people think that the Chargers, you know, the NFL is every year there's a team that looks like they're completely out of it early. They
Chargers.
Get their poop in a group late in the season, and all of a sudden they make a playoff run. A lot of people thinking the Chargers might be that team.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to win the West probably to get in the playoffs.
Because they play in a crappy division.
Yeah, the AFC worst.
They got a chance.
Yep, the Falcons last night picked off Drew Brees in the end zone basically to end the game. Falcons helped their wild card chances. The Saints will still be all right.
How many picks did he throw?
Brees, I think, only had one. Ryan had three.
Oh, yeah, Jerry. Yeah. Because I saw Ryan throw one at the end of the first half, and I think the opening drive of the second. He threw two interceptions in a matter of 20 seconds.
Yeah. Sloppy win. Couple good teams there.
That was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, that game was in Atlanta.
That means the Chick-fil-A was open. It was Thursday night.
Thursday? Ooh.
Yeah.
One of the few games.
Bet you it was packed. I bet you it was packed.
Yeah.
They had to schedule somebody to work that day.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And we're only a week away from Saturday NFL game, so they'll have to schedule somebody for Saturday.
If they have a Saturday game.
Yeah.
Can we have a Saturday game? Wow, we need to have the Chick-fil-A open.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Why do you put something in there that's open on Sundays, you dumbass? I'm serious. It makes no sense to me, man.
Four teams this weekend with chances to clinch their division. The Steelers get their chance Sunday night against the Ravens.
Yeah, that'll be another brood fest there.
They're in Pittsburgh. Steelers, a 4.5-point favorite. The Vikings are at the Scam Newtons. The Vikings, a 2.5-point favorite. That's a new game.
In North Carolina?
Yeah, in Charlotte.
Yep. The Eagles are at the Rams. These are good games.
Eagles at Rams? That's
Eagles
a great game.
Eagles at Rams. The Rams, a 2-point favorite. That's an afternoon game. And then the Cheaters on Monday night against Miami.
In Miami, that's a blowout.
That's a 10.5-point spread right now for the Cheaters.
Yeah, when are the Packers playing the Browns? That's a noon game. Got to be
noon game. Packers, a 3-point favorite. I predict Josh Gordon to have a huge day.
Yeah, they're going to 3-point favorite because the Browns are horrible.
Yeah, Browns are winless.
I'm not saying the Browns can't win the game. You're right, Puss. It's the NFL.
How's your secondary?
Hurt and awful when they're not.
I predict 15 targets, 2 touchdowns for Josh Gordon.
There you go.
In the AFC worst, the Raiders and Chiefs play. This game looks like garbage on paper, 6-6 teams.
But it matters.
But it's huge. It's huge for the division.
It?
Yeah. It's at Kansas City.
Right.
I'm sure the fans will show up for that one.
Yep.
Chiefs a 4-point favorite. And then the late game, in the late window, Seattle at Jacksonville, kind of one of those matchups you don't see a lot in the league, but a pretty important one, actually.
No,
a couple of 8-4 teams.
That's about as far as you can. Well, with the exception of Seattle and Miami, that's probably the longest flight there is.
Oh, no kidding.
Jacksonville the whole way to Seattle, or which way, who's going where?
It's in Jacksonville,
okay,
so Seattle has to go all the way down there.
Right.
Man, and play it, I guess it's in the late window,
I'm
so they'll
counting,
be right.
I'm not counting London, by the way.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, so while his teammate Mike Mitchell is going off on flag football tangents, the news on Ryan Shazier.
But that was a tackle.
With the news of Ryan Shazier having spinal stabilization surgery and the official release having no good news in it, which would indicate to me there is no good news
now. The weird part about that was but he's the guy, this is how freaky those accidents are, because every other hit on that was much harder. The way his head was. It's a guy coming up the middle. He just leans down, tackles him.
And that's part of the evolution of the game, that heads-up football they're trying to teach,
you
know, because his head was down. It was the top of the helmet.
Right.
That's that kind of thing you get penalized
shoved
for.
Shoved into your neck, right?
Absolutely, man.
Doctors are also inclined not to give you anything that would lead to false hope. So they're pretty matter-of-fact when it comes to that kind of stuff.
But typically in these kind of spinal or neurological situations.
His football career is probably
They
over.
Said he'll probably never play football again.
Right,
He's 25 years old.
I know, and he's a great football player.
But in other cases where this sort of thing has happened, which it has in the National Football League. Typically, if there's some good news, like he does have motion in his lower extremities, or yes, he has feeling in his hands, They're telling you that, and we're not getting any of that about Shazier.
Yeah. He's moving. He moves his hands on the way out. His hands are on his head. He's moving them around.
Yes.
On the way. That doesn't mean he's feeling there, but
right.
he's moving them.
Right.
Well, if you see when it happened, you see him reach at his back. It's mm-hmm. it's mid back
oh, yeah.
where he
yeah,
was
yeah.
reaching.
Yeah.
So yeah. that would, even if there was an injury there, it'd be below
but
his
arm. But I think, I swear, and that it, slow, something might happen right afterwards, but in slow motion, he looks like he does move his knee real quick. Before
yeah, I saw
he,
it.
Before he just stops.
And then it's just.
Because he knows. I shouldn't move, maybe, but he does move his knee a little bit. I hope he's not. I just don't want to be paralyzed.
25 years old. Yeah. He's 25 years old. This is the kind of thing the NFL is more scared of, and why his teammates should maybe back down a little bit, because the league's just trying to protect guys from ending up like that. Saw this stat about the cheaters earlier this week, and it is pretty impressive. You know, they're 10-2. It's their let's see, 15th straight season of 10 or more wins.
Listen, I'm not going to discount how great they are, because they are. But the fact is, and this year this more and more, is their division has sucked for that many years.
Yeah, Jets, Dolphins, and Bills.
And don't say it's because they're so good. It's just that nobody in that division is any good to ever give them. And every one of our teams has teams in their division that have good coaching, good players that rise up.
And
every
that,
year.
And that division's been chasing them, and there's six
and,
games
and
a
they,
year they
and
get
they,
to play.
Those
yeah.
teams always suck. They yeah. always suck.
Yeah, even if one of those teams gets right. a fluke, that's five easy wins every
year. Every
year.
Every year.
I mean, the rest
and that
of our,
makes a difference.
The rest of our teams play in divisions where
they beat the crap out of each
you
other.
You've got to fight to get those division wins.
Yeah, and there's a little, yeah.
15 straight 10-win seasons, not a record yet. They'll have to do it again next year, which they probably will. It was the 49ers from 83 to 99 mm-hmm. who had 16 straight 10-win seasons. That's dynasty stuff, obviously. We know yeah. that. And one year they didn't make the playoffs in that streak, too.
Yeah.
Remember the year Brady was hurt? They were 11-5, didn't make the playoffs. Now, on the other side of that, any guess on who the worst of the bad teams in the NFL is based on double-digit losses?
Well, it's got to be the Browns. Teams.
This double-digit losses, so losses of 10 points or more. Cleveland, yes, leads the bad teams with 7. Denver also has 7.
Man.
So if you take that a step further, the average margin of defeat of these awful teams, the Browns, the Bears, the Giants, the Niners, the Colts, the Broncos, the worst average margin of defeat. Who do you think it is in the National Football
League? Oh, Denver's gotten their ass kicked.
Yeah, I would say Denver.
Any number of times
yep.
this season.
Denver is by far the leader in the clubhouse on that one. 15.9, their average yeah. margin of
you
defeat.
A bottle of vodka when you're doing those stats?
Well, I'm trying to just read around what Elway's going to do with this coach.
I know. Coach, yes. Not even the coach so much. He's a quarterback.
It's the quarterback and
yeah.
the O-line.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Craig, do you have the bad vodka news?
Oh, the accident on I-95?
Oh,
you see that part?
Oh, I did. I went,
yeah, no, everybody did. Bert Kreischer said he's starting a GoFundMe page. There's a truck full of Tito's turned
yeah.
over on I-95 outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, no. Semi.
Oh, no.
Semi, yeah.
A semi
yes.
full oh. of Tito's.
That'll yeah. take away
they
your
took
semi.
The whole bar.
Cases.
Yes, Rock
cases of Tito's with little sweaters on.
I know. That might have protected a few of those bottles of the sweaters. I think, you know?
It makes my forehead getting a little clammy.
I actually heard them say on the news this morning, many of the bottles did not make it.
No.
Did the bottles have sweaters?
The shot I saw was from like a helicopter, so you see it
yeah,
was
yeah, I saw
way
an up close shot. It looked kind
of
crushed.
Because
yeah.
I don't see sweaters on all the bottles of Tito's, but I saw it down in Arizona. And a guy in Fremont, Nebraska, sent me a picture. He had just bought in a bottle.
You need they need to make Tito Christmas ugly Christmas sweaters. You know,
yeah.
I'd say Tito's, and you'd wear a big old
but
sweater.
But you only get
you?
The sweater when you buy the small bottle,
yeah.
not the handle. You should get a bigger sweater if you buy the handle.
Yeah.
Who needs
like
a small
dog
bottle?
Sweater, practically yeah. at that yeah. point. Yeah.
And I don't know who wears those sweaters. It wouldn't even fit like a small dog.
I think
they want you to put it on your Barbie doll.
Or your junk.
There you
think
go.
About that.
Again, too
old,
small for that, too.
The old junk sweater.
And again, if you're buying Tito's and a Barbie doll,
yeah.
you're going to get some looks.
You're Roy Moore.
You're going to get some looks from hey. The checker.
I want Tito's and a Barbie doll. I'm heading to the mall.
That's the time.
There you go, Senator Moore.
That's the time you make an exception, Todd, and go to the self-checkout.
Yeah. Roy Moore's at the self-checkout again, buying a Barbie doll and Tito's.
By the way, the Denver Broncos host the New York Jets. The Jets are favored in Denver.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah. The news with Russia, mostly, you know, at least for the most part, out of the Olympics in 2018. Start to think about, okay, so hockey is one thing I watch in the Olympics,
right?
In the Winter Olympics. Because it's like watching the Dream Team for several countries.
Is the NHL closing down again? Because they were talking about the NHL not doing that again eventually.
So I had forgot about that because I was reading more about, most of the world's talent plays in the NHL, but the rest of it plays in this thing called the KHL, which is a Russian-run Russian-run hockey league over there.
Mm-hmm. And now, they shut it down during the Olympics, don't they?
They had in the past.
Well,
yes.
So the NHL. The NHL didn't do it this year, right?
No.
Okay. Yes, they did.
They did.
The NHL in April said, look, we're not allowing, we're not altering our schedule.
That's
changing anything. We don't think it's in the best interest of our players or our league because it comes at a time after the Super Bowl and before Major League Baseball. So we want our league to be on a stage,
not
the Olympics.
I got no problem with that. But what happened, though? They backed down from that?
No, not at all.
The NHL's not closing down this year.
No.
Right.
No, they're going to keep playing. They're not going to allow their players to play in the Olympics. And the KHL, who again is Russian run, is presumably going to not allow any of its players to play in the Olympics as a boycott of sorts.
Does Russia still have an army team back in the day, like the Miracle on Ice? So who's going to win this thing?
That's the question. It's going to be a bunch of scabs, basically.
Well, no, junior kids.
Sure.
Junior kids, 18, 19-year-olds.
Sure.
Yeah, so
more than likely.
Well, that'll be fun. That'll be old school Olympics then. Junior hockey players. They're going to shut. They'll play.
Not quite as interesting to me for some reason.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Well, see, but here was the deal about when I watched the hockey in the Olympics, I did too. I didn't hate Canada because like half the Penguins were on Canada.
Sure.
And when they played the U.S., I said, I don't care if Canada beats the U.S. There are a bunch of guys on the Penguins. Who cares?
College hockey is not shutting down either, is it?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's not like they can just pull from the college ranks and say, you know.
Man, who knows? Junior kids probably can play.
Probably.
Yeah. You need somebody. It can't be can't be just a bunch of guys that suck at it.
Well, you know, that gap between junior league, though, I mean, I've in this town there were three hockey leagues at one point. You know, there was juniors, there was college, D1, and there was basically minor league hockey.
Right.
And in the same day, I watched all three. I was at all three getting highlights, and the difference from juniors to even the minor leagues.
I don't mean Lancer Jr. I mean like the 20-year-old kids. But you're right, they're in college.
Yeah, but and if they're guys who are in like a KHL minor league an NHL minor,
somebody knows where they're filling it. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders said we might not go.
We might not even go, huh?
She said they're not sure. In her, she was asked the question.
And then she immediately backed down and tweeted right after
that.
No, they're going.
Good.
We're
going to. Because I can see him doing that. Since Putin ain't going, we're not going to go. Trump can make that decision.
Yeah, Putin told us not to go, so we're not going to go.
No, he probably.
We're out too.
He defers that to Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
She's going to decide whether or not we go to the Olympics.
Yeah, she's great. So I was reading about NHL stuff from April, ran across a story here. A recent.
By the way, that is in your NHL blog, right?
Yeah.
NHL stuff.
Yeah. NHL stuff is in the NHL blog. That's, I had to dig deep to find a story from April. but I hadn't read anything about valuations of NHL franchises. You know, we talk about the NFL stuff. There's only four NFL teams valued at less than $2 billion.
It's gotta be like the Rangers or the Islanders, right? Rangers probably.
How many NHL teams do you think Forbes valued at more than $1 billion? Do you think any?
I got no clue.
I'm going to guess none.
None.
There's four, which surprised me, and you're
really?
Right. Oh, the Rangers, the Leafs, the Canadiens, and the Blackhawks.
Original six teams.
Yeah.
You know, in comparison to the Cowboys, valued at $4.2 billion. But the NHL somehow still has four teams valued at $1 billion.
Yeah, but America's team's having trouble putting people in the stands, aren't they?
Yes.
Screw that.
More on that in the NHL blog.
You said moron.
Moron. Mm-mm. Remember Andy Katz?
Yeah.
ESPN college basketball guy. They really.
Is he around anymore?
He was the face of college basketball for a while. He kind of undercover was part of the layoffs at ESPN back in April, that first wave. So he's resurfaced with the Big Ten Network and NCAA.com, and he was at a press conference for Syracuse UConn game. Jim Boeheim, longtime coach at Syracuse, respected coach, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Noticed Andy Katz and just kind of unsolicited said, you know, you should still be working where you worked, but they are idiots up there.
Oh.
Jim Boeheim just throwing an unsolicited shot out
there.
They
are idiots up there.
And he'll be on, you know, somebody will have him on ESPN probably this weekend.
The Big Ten doesn't pay what ESPN pays, I'm sure.
No, I mean, Big Ten Network and NCAA.com.
Yeah, those websites aren't paying much either, I'm sure.
Rolling through some stuff. 53-year-old Rafael Palmeiro. Remember him? Mr. Viagra and Mr. Did not use steroids, but did.
But
guy.
I did.
And didn't use Viagra either.
That was it. Yeah.
He was just a paid spokesperson, but he didn't need it.
He didn't need that stuff. He is one of four Major League Baseball players all time with 500 home runs and 3,000 hits. Excuse me. Those are two kind of benchmarks for greatness. He last played in 2005, and at 53 years old, he wants to play Major League Baseball again.
Now, they say there's an ulterior motive to this.
Yes.
Because it puts you back on the clock for the
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Which
and you think
he's off the clock.
And the younger voters won't care. And that's what they said. Somebody mentioned Bonds, too. Not Bonds ever say anything, but it puts you back on the clock. Now, do you have to make a roster to be back on the clock?
I would think you have to appear or make a roster.
You have to make a roster.
A major league roster.
A major league roster. He says he's not interested in independent league baseball, and he's not interested in minor league baseball. Right. He thinks he can still go up there and DH in the majors.
Well, he's saying
at 53 years old.
He's saying that because the way they do now is they just swing until they hit a home run. But he's gonna, I mean, really do. That's the way baseball is anymore.
Yeah.
Well, and but basically, it's that Hall of Fame clock.
Get a season that wouldn't be considered the steroid era under his belt.
And Ronda Rousey, remember her?
But he's 53. He's not
53.
He's not gonna, his swing is not there.
Julio Franco played at 48.
Right.
About 10 years ago now. 53-year-old. Ronda Rousey, remember her? She lost.
I do.
In that fight a couple years ago. Hasn't fought since.
But she's going to make some money. Good for her.
Yeah, people don't think she'll ever fight in the UFC again.
Why?
And part
of
that,
it hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, why not go fake it till you make it?
Fake it and make a bunch of money, man.
Yep, USA Today reporting she's in the midst of finalizing a deal with the WWE.
That's what she should say. I'm not fighting again because it hurts.
Yeah. Did you see my face?
You're right. The WWE, I can jump around. I'm an athlete and make a bunch of cash.
She's 30 years old, you know.
Did you see my face?
Did you see my face?
Why'd you quit?
I couldn't eat an apple for 6 months.
Did you see my face?
We're not doing that again.
All right. Thank you, Petey.
Thank you. Enjoy college football this weekend.
Army-Navy, right?
Yeah.
Go Navy.
Yeah, go Navy.
Yeah. Go Army. Or whichever. Whoever you want.
Support the troops. That's all I care.
There you go.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.